Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Woohoo! Happy Sunday, everybody. Yeah. Literally, the minute I hang up from you today, I'm on my way to San Francisco to do a movie. And it's such a cool movie, you guys. It is all about how our fears and our traumas that we hold and our prejudices turn against us and become the monsters that take us over. Gosh, do you think it has anything to do with our work? I love the synchronicity of my life, and I've got a lot of stuff to talk to you about today. First of all, we have had, because of COVID and people not being able to travel from overseas, about 5 spots open up for Creation Station, which is my complete training in this work. However, if you are not somewhat versed in this work, this Creation Station wouldn't be for you. If you are and you want to expand and you want to have a weekend that really enlarges you and empowers you, please let us know if you are interested in joining us for Creation Station. It's June 4th, 5th, and 6th, as of right now. Okay. If you would like to speak with the channel, please press 1, and Stephen will come on and get you in line to speak. Okay, so guys, I've been doing a lot of private sessions, which I've got to say have been off the charts, and a lot of new information, well, new understanding of information has come in, and basically, if you cannot, will not, or are in too much fear to literally claim that you are God and creator of your life, you're going to have an uphill battle. Your manifestation is going to be limited in some way. You must take responsibility for being the head honcho that makes the decisions that creates your life. Belief in any other energy that's affecting you or limiting you or in any way thwarting you is one of the ways you abandon yourself, which is then if God has to abandon you because you're God. So your life has to show up as that belief represents, whether it's dark energy or your old stories of victimness or whatever it is, guys. You have to let that go and go, no, I'm in charge here. I'm the one that is the one making the decisions, the one that's choosing the thoughts and the feelings. So I implore you, whatever you have to do in your comfort zone to be able to say, I am God, I am the God of me, do it. You can't create something new while you are holding on to the old. Do you understand that the old takes up that space that you are asking the new to come in? One of the big pieces of information. Okay, let me start with this. We all know that we have to claim something before we experience the reality of it. We have to command it. We have to direct it. And then the universe starts playing with us. So freedom is up for everybody. Somebody asked me, now that you have the two shots, how do you feel? And I went, I never really thought about it, but when I felt into it, I feel stuck. Because I should be free, I'm safe now, and yet I know I have a responsibility to my fellow man to still wear my masks and blah. You know, we're going to have to retrain ourselves how to walk in normal again. But the highest word was freedom. And again, you have to know you're free. You have to define yourself as free if you are going to experience the freedom in your life, in your beingness. Now, the big piece of information that came through is that you have to do this, whatever you're creating, guys, you have to focus and keep claiming and keep loving. It takes 1 to 2 months for the energy to totally shift around and your signal to change. Because for years you've been sending out, let's say, the signal, I never have enough money. And now you go, oh, I get it. I have to say, I am money. And I'm the God of me that creates lots of money in my life. And I have to keep sending that out now for a month or two without any agenda before my signal can totally turn around and communicate with the universe. That's why it's so important to just keep doing what you're doing. So the big words for this week is freedom and completion. We want things completed in our lives. I have a client who's getting a lot of response from the things she's sending out, but things aren't getting completed. We want things successfully completed, which means I am the God of me that is successfully completing all the desires of my heart. And the statement that they gave me before I came on is, I am completely free in my freedom. I am completely free in my freedom. Okay? And that we joyfully, right now, as soon as we claim it, we are creating completion around the desires of our heart. All right, we're going to balance all that, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, so it is. Anything else? Okay, before we go to the calls, the 25th is the new webinar. Again, after doing so many privates in the last 2 months. The little child. It's just coming up over and over and over again. So that's what the webinar is about, is really getting clarity on how your little child is thwarting or limiting your adult self. If you're not working with your little child, you're probably not going as far as you can. If you keep hitting walls, that's probably where you want to go, is looking at the messages of your little child. And the channel said there's five core beliefs that all of the little children within us have in common. So I'll be interested to find out what those are. So anyway, it's March 25th. I believe this is, well, they're correcting me. This is literally one of the most important, highest things you can address to move on in your creation process. Anything else about that? Can I go to the calls? All right. We're off and running, and we're going to start with Juanita in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Annie. You're on.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet.
I just need a general reading as to where I just guide us. New job coming available. And,
Juanita, I need you to ask me a specific question.
Okay. Do you still see myself obtaining a new job in the next week?
And the channel's question to you is, do you?
Yes.
Okay. That's all you have to know, Juanita. You see, because you're the creator of your life. And as you believe, it's delivered unto you. There's one thing that the channel is suggesting that you get into alignment to allow this, here we go again, already from the beginning of the show, to be completed for you. We going to a core belief this page here? Yeah, see, you got to know that you're creating this, baby cakes. This is what I want. This is what I am commanding the universe to create with me. Now, there's one judgment going on about either this job or working in general. What is it? What's the judgment?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. I want to do this, but what would the but be?
I want to make sure it's enough money.
Yeah, okay. So have you stated to the universe how much money you want to make?
Yes.
Okay. So you want great working conditions. You want awesome people to work with. You want to be excited and fulfilled in your job, and you want to make that much money. Now, we're going to take I want into I am creating a job with awesome people and awesome people to work with. I am creating a job that fulfills me and excites me. I am creating a job that pays me the amount of money that I have in mind, and I'm creating this right now in this moment, and I'm feeling love and joy around it. Come on, universe, create it with me. And that's where you have to live. As long as you stay in that zone, Juanita, whether it's this job or another job, it will manifest for you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All righty. You got what you need to do then?
I do, yeah.
Okay, goody. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy your trip in San Francisco.
Oh, thank you, baby. Yeah, I hope it's not too cold up there, you guys. I don't like to be cold. Erica in Ohio. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you.
Hi, babe. I bet you guys are cold.
Yeah, we are. Yes, we do have some sunshine, so though that's always nice.
Oh, good. You bet.
I know you're not a doctor, but I was wondering if I could ask about some, just help get some clarity on some physical things. First off, can you confirm I do not have COVID right now?
I get that that's a true statement.
Okay.
But I do get that you did have it.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
you know, how
so mild, you would hardly even know you had it.
Okay. Interesting. It's what I'm experiencing now, and it comes and goes, like this heat on my spine, like the upper spine. Sometimes it's like in the middle of the night, I'll have it all night long.
That's weird. In between your shoulder blades?
Yes.
Okay, sheets. Book. Give me a song, please, any song that pops in.
You Are the Light of My Life.
Ew. Okay. Slow down. Okay. So, Erica, is there something in that area that you've been wanting to heal or trying to heal?
Maybe my heart. Opening my
heart. Yeah. It's, swear to God, I've never gotten this before. Hold on, I'm balanced. I'm switched. This is absolutely the highest knowing. What I'm getting is that it is the light of God of you that is igniting to heal whatever it is in that area you wish to have healed. So it's a positive thing.
I also have this sensation like from my, on the front side of my body, from the heart down my arms. So again,
well, that's,
I just assume,
you know, your heart and your arm, what, your left arm?
Both arms. It's more like a tingly, like almost a heavy sensation. It just, to me, again, feels something about the energy of the heart expanding or something.
Well, absolutely. I get a yes on that. But I also get, and it's nothing alarming, but I also get that you, around that, you should check in with a doctor.
Okay. With the heart specifically,
but,
or?
Is that the right question? In this moment right now, yes. Yeah. Again, not a big deal, but they are suggesting that you check in with the doctor about it. Now,
yesterday,
that might just be because when you hear that everything's fine, all the tension and fear falls away, and that's worth going to see the doctor right there, you know, to allow you to focus on health and wellness instead of the fear of what it is, Erica.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
I have this, like, extreme exhaustion. Yesterday I slept most of the day, and that's just so unusual for me. Is that...
Yeah, well, that's... That's a big sign of COVID. When I say, again, you have it now. Am I asking that in the highest way? Yes. It goes to no. But that is one of the side effects, even of getting the shot. That's one of the things that I experienced, was a lot of exhaustion.
So if I've had COVID, we need the shots?
What?
If I've had COVID, and for anyone else that's had it, do we need to go on with the vaccination as well?
The first word that came in is absolutely.
Okay.
You know, because, sweetheart, you can carry it, guys, and not ever experience any effects from it. But, again, they give me the term for the good of all mankind. You see, that's what I was talking about feeling, you know, they said, well, how do you feel now that you've gotten both your shots and you're free? And I went, yeah, but not really free, because I have responsibility for all the people I come into contact with. right? And, you know, guys, when I ask about, I have a lot of friends that are in fear of getting the vaccine, or they're not going to get the vaccine, you know, and the channel just keeps saying to me, guys, you all came together. Everybody said, please save us from this virus. And so the collective God that you are created a vaccine to answer what you asked for. And then you're going, well, I don't trust it and I'm not going to take it. So you either have to accept your miracles or you deny your miracles. Can't have it both ways, guys. You can't have it both ways. So I want everybody to look at that. Ask and you receive. We asked and we did. In record time of all history, they created these vaccines for us because we asked. And that's how God works. All right. I will leave you with that, Ms. Erica. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Emily in California, what's up?
Hey, Dee.
Hi, babe.
So inspired by everything this morning. Yeah. Oh, my God. And I would love to ask, what more do I need to bring into alignment to be completely free in my freedom?
You have to know you already are. And that's the answer for everybody. You see, we keep trying to get to our freedom instead of knowing that we are already free no matter where we are. Because if we don't have that perception, we will never experience being free anywhere we are. Do you understand, Em?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's,
I've been getting
again,
this lesson.
Yeah, it's a hard one because it's an oxymoron for our brains, right? But
yeah.
Again, I had to know and say I'm an actress before I walked into Steven Spielberg's office and said, I'd love to star in your film. It's the same thing. We have to say we're free before the universe and the office of the universe can go, come on in, you're free now. Let's create all the experiences of freedom that we can create. And is there anything else? No, that's it. Thank you for that clarity,
thank you.
Emily.
Love you.
I love you too, baby. Miss Megan in North Carolina, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, the last couple of weeks, I didn't get to listen to you live. I listened afterwards. And so
that's
you
fine. You got it anyway, Megan.
Exactly, I know. So I was listening, and you talked about the I commit to my bigness.
Yeah.
And I'm driving down the road, and I blew out a chunk of my eye. I created a floater in my eye, nice big chunky one, because it scared me to death.
What scared you to death? Committing to your bigness?
Yes, yes.
I see.
So I've been working on it, and I think I'm a lot better, but I wanted to check.
You are a lot better. And the highest words that you can claim now is, hold on, I easily, do I use that same word? Okay. I easily see my bigness clearly.
Oh, cool.
I easily see my, is there another word, I heard that in the highest way, yeah. I easily see my bigness clearly. Huh.
Yeah.
I like that. Can you feel into that?
That's a good one. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That goes well. I noticed that every time I get into my head, my little person, I mean, you've been talking about the little person. My little person is off the chart, but she's in my head. So if I drop down into my heart and I'm like, I'm okay here. Everything's good.
Yep.
It's a whole lot better.
It's a whole different perspective on the world.
Totally.
Because you're not looking at the world through your fear. You're looking at the world through your love and your knowing then. Yeah.
Right.
Take a lesson from Megan, everybody. Drop into your heart.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, it the energy was flipping amazing.
Well, yeah. Moving into freedom and empowerment is amazing. You bet.
Yeah.
And it, you know, I've been playing around a lot with the light within me, which is the first message I got. Use the light within you to heal yourself. And so it's kind of jazzy to me that the first caller was all about the light within her working to heal who she is.
Yeah.
Right? So, great. Good for you, Megan. Good for you. Thanks for calling, baby.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to Kirk. What's up, dude?
Oh, my goodness. All sorts of good stuff.
Woohoo!
For Louisiana, for a painting competition on Wednesday morning from New York. And as of Friday night, did not yet have a car. 1 week earlier, I heard someone use an example that we use all the time about choosing the goal first. And I said, I better get on it. I did a Photoshop of the car I wanted that I'd been researching for some time in front of my house. I emptied my car. I sold it so I could have the plates. And at each point where there was a bubble, I said, hey, I have to commit to this. If I want to keep these plates and put them on the other car, they need to be available. Well, I don't know where the car is. You don't have to. Let's move forward. And one after another got a very dependable, good-shaped car. I'm getting a little bit of work done for the road. And 1 week later, got the car.
That's awesome, Kirk. See,
and
that's because you said I already have that car and I'm committed to it.
Yeah, and I still don't know where I'm staying. And then things fell into place, and somebody said, "Well, at least for one of the stopovers, like, hey, have them come stay with us. We got a safe spare room."
Awesome. Where else do you need a place to stay, Kirk? Let's put it out there.
Somewhere generally around Roanoke, Virginia, give or take 100 miles or 80 miles.
All right. If you want an awesome guest and you live around.
Want to stay COVID safe and limit contact so we're all good and healthy and safe.
Yep. Let me know, and I'll let Kirk know. But you know you've already created it, Kirk.
Oh,
right?
So many things fell into place. I'm helping Jen with some repairs, and in the middle of the day, I said, okay, well, let's go get that doorknob for your house. Pull into the parking lot. There's an 80-year-old man with a 10-foot apple tree outside of his car looking despondent. He's masked. I'm masked. I said, would you like some help? He said, yes. He couldn't get the seats down in his new car. I helped guide it in. Genevieve and I looked at each other and I said, I guess we're where we need to be.
Sometimes you're there to be helped and sometimes you're there to serve. That's the way energy works.
15 minutes later, I got the call about the counter offer from the dealership. And,
Yep. And that's
so
you put out and you receive back. And you put out and you receive back. Allow the world to pay you, guys. Allow the world to pay you in whatever way manifests. through a car, through money, through a gift, through, you know, getting your trees cut down for $2,000 less than everybody else told you, you know, all those are gifts from the universe, but you want to acknowledge them. Well, that's great, Kirk. I hope everybody listens so they can follow suit there, my friend.
I just want to ask if there's anything else I can get into alignment, because I've had a few emotional ripples. I don't know if it's just letting go of old resistance.
To get in alignment for what?
With this trip, I slept kind of funny and had some really weird dreams last night. And I woke up, I went to do my morning statements, and I found, I experienced a real struggle getting into a love place. And I tried multiple things, and I figure it might just be letting go of previous resistance.
Yes, but somebody's energy has affected you. Who did you come into contact with like a couple of days ago?
It's a friend of mine that's going through some real issues
yeah.
at his business.
Yeah. He reminds you of old stories of your own. You can't go there, Kirk.
Okay.
You know, if you're going to help him and go, hey, dude, I was here. This is what you need to do if you want my advice. And if they don't, you got to bless them to their own creation. But that's what it is. Does that make sense, Kirk, to you?
Yeah. I've counseled, and I said, this is what you can do, and this is what I can offer you.
Yeah, but he's reminding you of you. And you have conquered, redirected, recreated that part of you. So you have to really just stand back and be objective and look at him and go, okay, I get this. This reminds me of the part of me that I've recreated. You know, that was in the past. That's my old story. He literally is your old story, Kirk.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. So, celebrate the fact that you recognize it and know it, but don't dovetail back into it. That's not going to serve him or you. Okay, sweetheart.
Yeah. And one last thing, reminded everybody because it echoed in my ears, and it's a good thing to hear the words, are you doing the work? Are you committing to what you want?
Yep. If you're not doing that, that's the reason you're not getting what you want. Yeah. Thanks,
okay.
Sweetheart.
Thanks.
Love you. Oh, that was awesome. Claudette in California, you're on.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
You too, sweetheart. What a sexy voice you have.
Oh, thank you.
What can I answer for you?
Well, I am new to you and your take on the work. I've been in process for a little while now, and I love the God of me, which takes me back to I am from Moses, which as a child always fascinated me that was
yep.
the most bizarre answer. And yet it's the answer.
Well, because again, you have to define yourself to be that definition. So God said, I am that I am. I am saying I am God, and therefore I am God. But I have to, and we all have to, however we define ourselves, that is the creation of us that we get to play around with in our reality. So all my work is based on the I am, Claudette. That's how it all started out.
Which is just beautiful. And one of the things I really appreciate with your work is the simplicity and how
yes, thank you.
Straightforward it is. I have an appointment set up with you in a couple of weeks, so I'm really looking forward
goody.
To that.
Goody.
So I've noticed some pretty major shifts in the last couple of weeks. I've been doing the breathing and the exercise that, and the claim that you have out. And I feel like I'm making a lot of progress on coming into alignment. But I'm hitting a resistance that I've been having a hard time putting my finger on.
Okay.
And what?
So, first of all, you see, when you keep saying, I keep hitting resistance, what you're saying is, I am the God of Claudette who keeps hitting resistance. So you are defining yourself literally as someone who has to hit resistance. So I would like you to start saying, I know, and I'm clear, and I'm free. Back to the beginning of the show, freedom and completion. The belief, am I going to a core belief? The belief that has created this kind of in-between place for you, this page here, 1, 2, 5, 6. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. And guys, so many of us are dealing with that right now. You are supposed to be the God of you. You do belong, being a powerful creator. That's why we were created in the first place, is to experience the power of the I am that we are, that we have direction over energy. Okay? You are supposed to be here. You were made in the image and likeness of. You were told to go do miracles. So we've got to accept our power in order to be the powerful gods that we've been given permission to be. Do you understand, Claudette?
I do.
So I'm supposed to be here, being the powerful God of me. I belong here. I know, I'm clear, and I'm free. Okay? Those are your mantras for the week, or 2 weeks. Or just use those and stay focused on those and feeling love and joy around those till we talk. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you
yep.
so much.
You bet. And of course, you know, I never understand why I bring somebody on and I answer their question and then they hang up. I don't get that, because you all know that everybody's stuff is your stuff. And your stuff is everybody's stuff. So you're not here just to get your stuff. You're here to get all the stuff and to give all the stuff. Okay, Jean-Marie is how I want to say it. Jean-Marie in Massachusetts?
It's Jean-Marie. You were right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate that very much, and you and everyone on the call. I'm new to you, and I wanted to thank you, and I've learned so much in the last month that I've been listening, and I've been practicing every day. My question for you is, what limiting belief or subconscious action is going on in me that I'm going to say that in the past, because I don't want...
Yeah, good catch.
...have continually created death experiences. I have a torn brainstem. I continually pick up that re-trigger that torn brainstem. It stops me from being physically healthy. My heart stopped this summer, and I had to have a pacemaker. I mean, just on and on. You know, you get the picture. And I just want to know what I'm doing that's creating this and how I can.
Okay, so, Jean-Marie, this is a big past life thing.
That's what I thought. Okay.
20 past lives, and oh boy, I hate getting into all this stuff on the show, but they're literally showing me you on the chopping block and your head cut off at the bottom of your neck. That's what they're showing me. Now, to get out of all the drama of that, we are 90% water. Water retains its memory for all time. This is no different than redirecting something that you were taught earlier in your life. And we'll get to that in a minute. You literally need to redirect this memory that is in your water about this decapitation.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's like...
Okay, you know, like I know a lot of my past lives, but that was one I did not know.
And
okay.
The only reason that it's worth knowing it is if you take it and turn it into what you want. Otherwise,
right.
You live in the continual drama
right.
of the past lives, which is why you've been working on this for 20 lifetimes, because you keep going back into the drama of it. That's not going to ever redirect it. So again, the highest thing you can claim is freedom.
I'm writing it down.
Your freedom to create. I am free and I create me whole and healthy. Yeah, I know. They're giving me the word perfect, but that's just to lead me toward, and completed. Whole and healthy and completed.
Thank you.
Can you feel into that, Jean-Marie?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I can feel into that, too. Again, guys, for those of you working with physical things always start energetically first, the way I have been taught through my channel. And if you don't address the energetic, then you can keep putting a Band-Aid on the physical, but it keeps coming back.
That's
so,
exactly what I'm experiencing.
Yeah. Now we're going to go to a core belief. This page here, 1-5, 6. Yeah. No matter what I do, it's not going to work, so I might as well give up on everything.
Oh, my
God. Yeah,
that's so true.
That's the belief you have to turn around, because as long as you're owning that belief, that will be the reality that the universe has to match for you. No matter what I do, everything works, and I keep creating joy and love in my life, which includes your body. Because, guys, you know, every feeling and every thought we have has an electrical charge to it. Not only does it go out to the universe, it shoots back within the body. Your body is a universe of its own. So the anger, the judgment, the prejudices, the fears, they are giving messages to your body to respond to them, just like the universe responds to them. So again, the simplest way we can say it is joy and love, joy and love, joy and love. The more you live in joy and love, the more your body responds. Okay?
Thank you so very much.
You're very, very welcome, madam.
Do it my appointment. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, me too. Looking for she should have some good shift before the next 2 weeks. Miss Patty in California. Hi,
good morning.
You're on. Good morning.
Thank you.
What's that?
So first off, I am interested in one of those five spots.
Okay.
I do want to talk about that later.
Just email me. Email me, Patty. Email me.
Okay, I will. I will. Okay, so I had actually two things. I couldn't figure out which one was going to be more important. I'm having some kind of respiratory and throat issues, coughing and phlegm, pretty consistent every morning.
Okay, Patty,
what are you in grief about?
What are you in grief about?
Probably a relationship.
Yep, that's what it's all about energetically. That's what it's about.
I can't let it go.
I'm sorry. What did you just say?
I said I can't let her go. I'm having a really hard time with breaking from a relationship.
Patty, if you can't, nobody will. Again, sorry. You're the God of you, sweetheart. So let me ask you, does holding on to this relationship, there's the rub, it does match self-love with you. So self-love, hold on, we're going to a core belief here, not this page, here. Yeah, I'll never be good enough, so I keep leaving myself. So I'll never be good enough, so I will betray myself by holding on to this, and that makes me feel like I love myself more. So that's what you've got to redirect, Miss Patty, because that is not a match to self-love, sweetheart, to be in a relationship that is not loving, not fulfilling, not joyful for you.
Can you tell why I'm not letting, I mean, that resistance is just...
Because you feel like that's what you're supposed to do if you love yourself.
Well, and I feel like I'm supposed to help her, like that we connected and we thought we had lifetimes together. You know, we kept feeling like it was so connected. And
well,
we knew each other
you did
when
have
we were
lifetimes
12,
together,
and
you are connected, and you have served her as much as you can serve her. But when I say she wants to move any further, she wants to address her own stuff. She wants to be free. I get a no on all of them. So again, guys, throw your pearls before swine and expect them to make a necklace out of it. Yeah. Well, good. You got it. You can laugh about that one. It's like my younger brother, I loved him so much. I did everything I could for his alcoholism. In the end, he did not want to give it up. He did not want to be sober. He did not want. Okay? There is nothing in hell I could have done, Patty. And that's, the channel says, is the point you're at.
Okay, let me ask you something, because I lost my sister to addiction. And I'm wondering, is this me trying to save Susan because I couldn't save my sister?
Yep. And actually, it started trying to save your mother.
Oh, my God.
When you were a very, very little girl. You went, I better save mommy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I thought it was when I was older. But
no, it started around 3 years old, the knowing that she needed to be saved from herself.
Yeah. She was a push through the pain kind of gal.
Well, that's what I mean about our little child. When you really, really understand how they're driving us, your whole life can turn around. Because what I want you guys to understand is that whatever beliefs we make by 8 years old, and those are most of the beliefs in our lives, we build our lives around those beliefs, whether they were right or wrong. And most of them are very limiting because we were so young, we couldn't really understand what was going on. I had a belief for a long time that I had to save all the men in my life because that's what I watched my mother and grandmother do. When I was a little girl, that's what women did. They took care of men and saved them.
Yeah, my mom did too, no matter how bad it was.
Well,
yeah.
But that's up to us then to reprogram our brains around that, Patty. And that's the opportunity you're at now. Bless her, love her unconditionally, but quit trying to save her. She's got to create herself, baby.
I know, but when you're that old, it's so hard to teach an old dog new tricks. I'm learning so much just by hanging out with me, and I'm trying my best to lead by example for my mom. She certainly has made some shifts.
Yeah, she's not going to change very much, Patty. Again,
yeah.
Can you just love her unconditionally?
Yeah, yes,
well,
I can, and I do.
Yes, but part of that explanation for you is to try and change her and save her, and that's what you've got to let go of. That's not a part of unconditional love, guys.
Oh, God. Yeah, I guess so, because
okay.
I keep trying to change Susan as well. Yep.
Yeah,
I guess I have to change some things in me first.
You just create you and love them unconditionally, and everything will fall together, okay?
Okay, yep.
All right, my love.
And just quickly, I had a homeless vet that I was helping out, and that actually went south. It didn't go very well, and I'm just wondering, did it start because of the people that I was reaching out to
Honey,
on the Next Door app?
It's all part of what you're trying to bring forward for yourself right now. Quit trying to save everybody.
I'm a healer, Dee.
Well,
I haven't been able to heal myself.
Well, I would start saying I am healed. I
am
whole.
Healed.
I am free.
I am a healer. I am healed. I am healed. I am free.
Yeah, physician, heal thyself. Right?
Okay.
But
stop saying I'm a healer and say
guys,
I am healed.
If you think you have to save everybody, you're going to move into resentment. And they're going to move into dependency and never learn to create themselves. You're not doing them a favor by saving them. Supporting them, yes. But you can't save them. Not up to you.
Yeah.
Not your job. Okay?
Thank you, love. Thank you.
You
thank
bet.
You. God bless you.
Oh, my goodness. This show went so fast. All right. Guys, all right, the next webinar, How the Inner Child is Running You. New on the 25th of this month. Remember, I am completely free in my freedom. We are commanding that all injustice be brought to justice now. And we are claiming, I am creating love, integrity, truthfulness, dignity, and power through divine love for all energy in all dimensions. I command all energy to define itself as these attributes now. And so it is. Say it with me loud and proud. I love me. Come on. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.